Turkey's done.
That'd be good.
One or two spots, that's all. Otherwise, it sounds good. 20, please. What's your 20? 20 and 21 only? Just for dynamic. Most, and then less, 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 less.
Should we be covering our strings when we get the guitar to this part?
No, I think it's okay here. 20? Ready? I know this is the toughest part. See, I'm hearing that ba da da, right? So each one less. Ready? And less, less, less. That's better. 20, ready? And. Okay, like that. Just a few bars before the bends. What is that? 18, 16? 16, please. 16. Ready? And less. One more time. Ready? Just a little more volume from threes, and your volume is good. Ready? And less. Yeah. Fine. Now we hear the shape. And our tempo change. That's the last spot. Let's do 50, 53, please. 1 more, and now just same volume. So part one has the first harmonic, two, make sure you match part one, four, of course, match around. So same thing.
Jason?
Yes, ma'am.
Are we continuing the humming past 8, 9, 6, 6, 2, 1? Is it measure the end? Or should we cut off after the third beat on the humming?
Fermata is basically, we're moving on when everyone kind of runs out of air and it's just over. Just things into nothing, and then that's
in other words, we're humming while we're playing that.
Correct.
They have that going to the next measure.
What do you mean?
Are we carrying over to the first two beats of measure 62? Or should we hear everybody again?
No. It's over. Yeah, everyone's got rests. So yeah, once I hear the sound clear, that's when I can talk the next part. 53 again? So now just matching volume at the harmonics at the slower tempo.
Excuse me.
Oh. Three, and less. And less. Those are the only holy marks I need you to make today. All right, so again, that opening there, just very soft and mellow, watching the harmonics, the time change, and general dynamic shapes. What can we do next? Okay, let's do uses. Dynamic shapes at the opening, and then just keeping everything even throughout, not missing notes of the key change, and not breaking the sound on the bass. Right, okay. So no buzzing. Measure 17. Measure 17? 17. I think that was rushing. Let's just make sure. Thank you. you did the ending. Okay, good. I have just a few things here. So part 8, I still hear some buzzing of bass notes, a lot of it in the key change, right? At the key change, and 113 and following, so you can get that cleaned up. Part 29. Just parts 4 and 5. 29? Parts 4 and 5? Parts 4 and 5 only at 29. And I just want you to play 29, 30, 31, and 32. Those four bars, we'll just loop them so nothing changes. Here we go. Those parts have to lock together, right? So, then I think when you enter, you have to think of what the volume they're going to be afterwards, instead of just what you can do. Right? So just don't go so loud. Your dynamic is Mark Mentzel piano. It's overall pretty soft.
Feels like I'm going softer than I used to, though.
It still needs to be softer, right? So over here, your first B isn't always clear. So, B, B, B. Just make sure the B is really clear. So let's have part 5 alone. Part 5 alone. At 29, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 1. That's it. Changes here at 97. Part changes in part 3 at 97, so I would just want to make this change really clear. Here we are, 93. Mm-hmm.
happened?
Something great?
Let's do 225. I only want parts 4, 5, and 7. 4, 5, and 7 at 225. 4, 5, and 7 at 225.
Are we looping it? Because you forgot to mute the last note.
Say again?
I think we reached the end. You forgot the signals to mute the last note.
Yeah, we're just working the balance. I'm not worried about the ending at the moment. Okay. Alright, 225 again. So just working out the rhythm here. Ready, and... Let's do the Irwin.
Oh wait, did I miss one? This must be four, not three.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I missed one, yeah. Okay. Let's do... So part three in letter A, when you have the chords, right, the dyad, the DB, the G sharp needs to be a whole lot less volume. Right? So the G sharp is like the resolution here. Letter A. Where do you have that part three?
We're at.
You had that before that, right? I'm sorry. Let's do measure.
24.
Yeah.
Let's do measure six. Measure six then. Part two, you were fine. I was looking at three's part and thinking of you. All right, six. We are.
Measure six.
Measure six. We were good without you, Tom Mullen. It helps to have that part though here. Go six. In general, that you have three in part two, overall those were sounding even and matched today, so I'm happy for that. Any requests on this one? I think we're good. All right, let's do Parisi. Did I think of that? Yeah, never mind. Go ahead and do Parisi. Yeah. Thank you. Come on. Go G. Keep being loud when it says mezzo forte afterwards. So let's do four dynamics here at letter M. Thank you. all good up to there. Yeah, it's all good up to there. Yeah, so it gets softer from M all the way down to letter N. So just mark that. Soft at N. We'll work out solo stuff later. Let's do letter G one more. So again, I'm going to conduct 2, 1, 2, then 1, 2, 3, 4, so we can slow down. G. Ready, and. Yeah, good. It'll be like that. Joe, anything? Second move. Thank you. double B. Double B. That's 357. Go double B. Four. Some of you are just coming in early. It'll buy a beat. It happened last week too. We are double B. Ready and. Some of you, especially around here, when we get to the 6-4, it's just still accenting staccato notes. So again, just short, and then mark staccato. Here we go, double A. 6-4. What is that? Three bars after double A?
347?
Yes, 347. Just that one bar. Just that one bar. 347. One bar only.
We're going to loop it?
Yeah. Here we go. Go and easy. Staccatos and double A. Anything, Joe? Okay, missed. Thank you. A is okay. Okay. 15, please. Yes, 15. Go 15. This is just for the notes that stick out of the texture a little bit here to make them even. 15. Evenness of dynamic. 15. Just try to make things as, even though they're soft, make them resonant, right? Full sounds, right? Full sounds.
Letter B.
Letter B. Mm-hmm. Correct. Letter B. There you are. Ready. B. Soft. Resonant. Thirty-six. I know it doesn't seem like much, but part two, you've got the melody. B, B, B. So it's gotta feel like a line. Don't feel like it's individual notes. It needs to grow. Right, here we are. 36. So letter D, you're going to hear in part one, bottom, and then that's your cue to start diminishing to nothing, and then when you hear part three's harmonic, you're done.
Okay.
Right, your tremolo. Letter D. And D. Ready. 54. I want you to. Actually, hold on. 54. I want part one solo and part three solo only. Just listen. Right? 54. One and three solos. Ready? And one. So this is what everyone else is playing. You're just playing two notes of each piece. The melody is like, bum, bum, bee, bum, bum. So it was just a little jagged with the rhythm. So it should just be as smooth as these two guys just played it. Here you go, 54. Here you go, 54. Ready. Just a little less volume, so we can go back to piano this time. 54. And so when we get to F, it's kind of feel laid back again, right? F felt a little forward last time. So E is forward, F is laid back. Three, four. Easy, and. Slow down like two beats before to make that easier. E. E again. E and. Is much slower. Please look up. Some of you are rushing. Most of you are in time, I think. It's hard to tell, though. So F, relax. Here we go. Ready, F. Rush. F again. next time, let me hear just one more part. Let's go to 135. All this kind of misty stuff until 135, where stuff starts to happen again. Just want to make sure everyone hears that part. 135? All right, 135. 2, 3, 10. Okay, good. Let's do it again. If you have tapping stuff, let's do 135 again without all the tapping. All right, so only harmonics and notes at 135. One more time. 135. Ready. And. But so now what I need is bum bum. And then the G sharp is like the resolution, a little softer. Let's do 136. You can start with 136. 136, ready? And one. Three, one. See, that's too much. That one's too much. 136, ready? And one. One. Like that. That's a good shape.
So no accent?
On your
open
on the
G sharp.
I think it'll depend on how it goes in the space, but again, just the B was too much. So as long as the G sharp is a little less than the B, I think we're okay.
Okay.
I think he wants the accents we hear it, just because it's a hard harmonic to play. Let's see. Anything else? So we're going to start with Mist next time. I think everything in general is sounding good. Mist is still a little rough in a few spots. That's always what happens when you take a week off. So we'll spend next week mostly with Mist. And any questions? Okay, see you in a week.
This is